final runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker. Quite a feeling, got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on glue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because it made it. Starts with fashion, I want to spend money. I spent punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face. When someone else instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some dad rock for you.
Yeah.
Right? But it gets you up and happy because the sun shines out. Sun is shining. Birds are chirping.
Where do you live?
Not in Canada, apparently.
Apparently not. I'm like, birds are chirping, but what the hell?
But you can tell it's getting nicer outside.
It is.
Because the snow is melting.
It is.
Even
very.
It's minus 15 out there.
Oh, God.
Snow is melting.
So cold.
Sun's shining.
You're in spring mode.
Yep.
I'm getting there.
The homeless people are starting to vacate the bus
the
shacks.
The bus shacks. And, we shouldn't say that. Anyway, welcome to Punks and Porcus.
Yes, welcome.
101.5 UMFM. We are live in the booth.
Ooh.
Haven't done this in a while.
Like a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a pup.
Yep.
And...
she's a bit of a handful.
She's a bit of a... that's a nice way of putting it. She's a rescue.
Yeah.
And with rescues comes
the work.
The work. So we're in the work right now. So this is trial.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to see what state of destroy our hose is in. No, we've left her before.
Yeah.
Scratches the door. If anyone has advice on how to get the dog to stop scratching the door when we leave.
Yeah, let us know.
Great to hear what you've got. But she's good otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of just, once she calms down, she's fine. So we're here.
Yes.
Celebrating what should be spring. Because spring is here.
Yeah, it is the first week of
spring. We are in the sign, we are in Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac. We are in the zodiacal new year. That's not a word, but I just made it up. And it sounded right.
It sounded good to me.
Thank you.
I believe it.
But I always say this too, for me, like a lot of people put a lot of weight on calendar new year, right? January 1st, brand new year. For me, I'm like, you know what? It is when, this is how crazy your girlfriend is. You know, people say like, oh, did the girlfriend ask you for your date of birth, where you were born, that kind of stuff. Avoid. I'm that girl. Okay. But anyway, when the sun, when we move from Pisces, which is the end of the astrological calendar, to Aries, it's a break. It's spring. It's, to me, that is New Year's. Always been. But it could just be because I'm an Aries.
It could be because your birthday's in a couple of weeks.
I know. And as an Aries, the world does revolve around me because we're, you know, Aryan women. Anyway. Yeah, my birthday is in a few weeks.
Yep.
Please don't remind me. Anyway. Welcome to the show.
You know what else is new?
What's new, Daniel?
This is my fourth year on the show this week.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yep.
4 years ago. I don't know if we've ever told people on the air exactly like how you came to be on the show.
No, it was
not a blind date.
Drugged.
No.
Masked, thrown into a white van, driven to the University of Manitoba.
I did not drug you. I kind of nabbed you on the head with a bowling ball and you just
oh, that's
went.
What that was, yeah.
You went willingly.
No, we met for coffee at the Forks.
We met for coffee. We met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We met on Tinder. We met for coffee at the Forks. And me and my infinite wisdom was like, I'm going to say we should meet on a Thursday. That way, in case this doesn't work out and he's weird or I get an odd vibe, I have an out, right?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, darn it. I got to go do my radio show. But I don't know why I thought that, because you and I, we hit it off from the moment we started texting each other. So when I got there, I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, God, this is going really well. Like, so well, I don't want to end it. So I did the dumb thing you're not supposed to do and invited you to come with me all the way to the university.
Yep.
This guy I don't know.
I got into a stranger's car.
You did.
And drove into the middle of the pitch-black university in Manitoba.
And you came on my show for the first time.
Yep.
Cool. And you've been here ever since.
Yes.
4 years, baby. I love you.
Woo! Yeah, I love you too.
Speaking of love, I love these songs.
Yeah.
Good summer show. We started off with, of course, the Beatles.
That was actually the song that started this whole...
playlist, this whole concept. It's a great song.
Plus, I put this together the first day of spring, too, so that's...
Oh, so like... you had, like, real legit inspiration.
Yep.
After that was one of the songs that everybody likes to pretend they can sing, but everyone just sounds off-key when they try to sustain, as we three, trying to sustain
try to hold that
long
note. Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
And then the dad rock.
Yeah, let me finish it off with I Can See Clearly Now by Jimmy Cliff.
Gotta love some Jimmy Cliff, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue on. We've got a lot of great things to talk about. We got the record show and we've got the punk rock flea market coming up. Spring is in the air. My birthday. I will be giving everybody the access to my Amazon wish list because you want to get those orders in stat.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're going to continue on with the music.
Yep.
some of your favorite lady here, I think.
Awesome. Francois Hardy?
Francois Hardy.
Ah, oui, oui.
Le temps. See, we have to learn how to speak French here in Canada. We do take a little bit of French. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I retained it. So don't come at me. Le temps de l'amour.
Le temps de l'amour?
Les temps de l'amour.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
what
it
is.
No.
Ela, menina que vem e que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? É tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
See it.
Would say, fun fact, the most streamed Beatles song is Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Why does it make sense?
I don't know.
From a millennial, or no, whatever your generation is, from a youth, why do you think that makes sense?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to
uplifting, cheerful song, and just, you know.
It's funny because it's not
because everyone knows that song.
But why, yeah.
Why does everyone know that song?
Because it's the number one stream song on Spotify.
It's an endless loop. You can never, you know.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. Maybe that's why. Anyway, welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. We've got Hunter doing stuff on his phone.
Yep.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, Captain Dan.
Captain Dan.
And we got Penny Lane.
Just me.
Just us.
Just me. How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
We got some things to talk about.
Yes.
First thing I want to talk about is I have a friend.
Yes.
Believe it or not. The Invisible Man, who used to host a show on this station, which he's actually the guy that got me into this.
Yep.
Those who know The Invisible Man know he puts on some great events in the city. He's got one coming up. Because,
he does.
You know, COVID is done.
COVID, what was that?
What was that, right? No, it's still going on. So please still wash your hands, people.
Yes.
But events are starting up again. And we were just talking before the show really started about like all the concerts that are starting to come through the city, yeah. Like Springsteen, you've got Kiss, you've
Wu-Tang Clan,
like, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah. And even Social Distortion is coming too.
That's right. Yes, I saw that too. But if you're a little bit more low-key, you want to go see a really good DJ night at a great little tavern, this Saturday, March 25th at the Yellow Dog Tavern, two UMFM peoples. We've got Twist and The Invisible Man are doing a two-tone night.
Nice.
So if you love The Selector, you love Madness.
Special.
The Specials, that kind of stuff. Maybe they might squeeze some old school ska and reggae in there. If you are into it, you're going to want to go.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. And the best thing about the Yellow Dog is you've been to the Yellow Dog. I mean, you
live. I live right beside it, but I never went to it.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
Daniel!
I was planning on going, but every time I'd go, it's like they'd be closed or something.
Yeah, they did keep some weird hours, but it's a nice little, I mean, I'm saying little, but when you think of a pub, it's a littler pub. Smaller. I have an English degree. It's a littler pub. It's smaller, but it's a great venue. I love it for like casual DJ nights. You've got a little bit of an area for a dance floor if that kicks up. You've got a lot of like great spots. There's a little room off to the side where if you want to still listen to the music but have conversations, you can do that. It's fantastic. It caters to us older folks.
Yes.
Who wants to be able to listen to music but still talk. So go check it out. Definitely give the guys a hello.
Hello.
And support some UMFM hosts past and present.
Yes.
Other fantastic things going on. The record show and sale
is
this
Sunday.
Weekend. Yep. Sunday. We've been talking about it for months.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You will for sure be there. I may pop in for a little bit and shop, help, do whatever.
Yes.
But I was looking at our buddy, show sponsor here, Vintage Vinyl.
Wow, does he got some stuff.
I'm telling you. Like, thank God we got a dog and I have to be responsible with my money now, because that first edition pressing of Love and that mono release of Sergeant Pepper, Revolver are like calling my name. Curse you, Vintage Vinyl.
I don't know where he got all these from. They're a bunch of sealed dead
stock.
Yeah,
the sealed dead stock stuff as well. Like, how? I want to know. I'm going to, we're going to pull a police sting on him.
Yeah.
Get him in the back room, light on, good cop, bad cop, and be like, dude, where do you find this stuff? Honestly, if you are ever in Winnipeg, or if you're in Winnipeg and you want a really cool place to shop for records.
Yeah, go check him out. He's got some really, really good stuff.
I tell people, too, the array of stuff. I recently wrote a submission for a book that may be coming out. I may be included. I don't know. Keep you posted. But one of the questions they asked me was, like, where is one place you suggest to people to go in Winnipeg? And I was like, Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
For the very, very simple reason that he caters to everybody. I mean, you can go and pick up your, I call them collection fillers. So your Stones, your, you know, your Rush.
ABBA. I don't know if you guys saw that eye roll, but
I was hoping they would have heard it. But he also has some amazing collectible albums, like stuff that blows my freaking mind. And I like wish I had $300 to drop on a record.
Yeah.
But I don't. But anyway, he's going to have some fantastic stuff at the sale. So definitely line your pockets, I would say, with some Benjamins. But we don't have Benjamins here.
No.
With some.
We have.
Come on, Hunter.
Come on, Hunter.
Pick a prime minister.
I don't know.
John A. McDonald. Line your pocket. Or what's her face on the 10?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I can't remember. Wow, we're great Canadians.
Wait, okay.
We are Canadian, by the way.
Yeah. That's,
what's her face? What's her face?
Viola Desmond.
That's it.
Yeah.
Line your pocket with Viola. That sounds horrible.
Sounds horrible.
Anyway, just bring a lot of money.
Yes.
Line your pocket with Elizabeths.
There you go.
I don't know.
Well, pretty soon it's going to be Charles. Yeah. But anyway.
That sounds weird.
Line your pocket.
Keen Chuck.
Get some Keen Chucks in your pocket. We're going to have a booth.
Yes.
We've been going through pricing, collecting. Yep. We've got a lot of 70s, I think, is fair to say.
Yeah, I've been finding a lot of 70s lately. Just
comes
up
in waves. And, some great 60s stuff. You picked up, if anybody needs a fantastic looking version of Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
We've got one.
Yes.
We got some real gems.
Yep.
We've got some really odd U2 collectibles.
We got some real stinkers.
We got some stinkers. I was going to say, if you want yourself an uncirculated Zoo TV dollar bill, I got one. It's not going to cost you a dollar, but I got one. Anyway, definitely come check it out.
Yep.
April 2nd
is
the punk rock flea market.
You bet.
Like 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. We recently did an interview this week with somebody from the Free Press about the punk rock flea market, and hype for this thing is like through the roof.
Yeah.
So get your tickets. They are on Eventbrite. $5 to get in. It is at the Valor Community Center.
Ooh,
I remembered.
You remembered it that time.
I should by this point. It's a completely accessible venue, which is fantastic. Lots of great vendors.
Yes.
So many great vendors. We're going to be there. Yep. Apparently now we are the only people selling music.
Yeah, we're so sorry to hear about High Tone Records, what's going on with them. So.
Yeah, so if you've been to High Tone out in Selkirk, they're shutting their doors at the end of the month, I think.
Yep.
End of April?
April.
Yeah. So definitely go show them some love.
Yep.
Go buy some vinyl, buy some stock. But it's sad to see.
Yeah.
But sometimes
stuff happens.
It's for the best, right? Sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah.
So we will be the only music vendor at that sale.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to step up our game.
We're going to have to step up our game.
Yeah,
and
man.
Hope that we don't sell like everything at the sale on Sunday.
Well, hey, you get money, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Get money to buy more stuff.
More money to buy more stuff.
Give us money to buy more stuff.
Well, don't give us. Buy our stuff.
Well,
you can give us money, too.
You can give it to us.
Yeah, well, that'd be
nice. We'll take it. But anyway, it's coming up. Definitely go check out Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market on Instagram. They are doing these vendor spotlights, so you can see what's going to happen, who's going to be there, what kind of stuff you're looking at. It's definitely not your mama's craft sale.
No, it was just one person I follow. I can't remember what they're called right now, but it's, they have like taxidermied skulls.
Yes.
On jewelry and stuff. It's so cool.
There's some really cool, interesting stuff. These are like the rejects from like scattered seeds and third and bird, right? Like, you know, when you can't sit with us. I'm like, I don't want to sit with you. And it's the goth girl. This is her craft sale.
Yep.
So not craft sale, flea market. First of many, hopefully. And we hope that you guys pack the place. Emma's put so much of her, of themselves in and hard work in and really started this from nothing.
Yeah.
Let's support local. There's so many fantastic people selling and making stuff.
Yes.
Show up. $5
$5.
And there's also a draw for the Manitoba Harm Reduction.
Yep.
I think that's what's
And I'm going to work on something for that.
Yeah, we're going to throw some prizes in there as well. Yep. But make sure you bring money because that is going to a great cause.
Yes.
It's a fantastic cause. What else, man? What else is going on in the world?
I'm volunteering for Folk Fest.
Oh, you are? Did you hear from them?
Yeah, I heard from them.
So I guess people who have put their name in the hat, you should be checking your emails?
Yep.
Nice. That's fantastic. Yeah. Did you get the days you wanted? We haven't even talked about this.
It'll pretty much be the whole weekend, so it's going to be...
Are you kidding? Yep. I'm going to be a Folk Fest widow?
Yep.
Thanks, Daniel.
You're welcome.
As if we weren't just saying I need to spend more time away from the dog. I'm going to get stuck with the dog for a whole week. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Folk Fest has some great people coming through.
Orville Peck.
I know. I might have to put myself in a, like, beekeeping outfit to keep the fucking bugs away and go.
Yeah.
Just to see Orville Peck. But Folk Fest is a fantastic event in the city. It's been going on longer than I've been here.
Yep.
And great names.
Yep.
I have some regrets. There's always somebody that comes through that I regret.
Yeah.
I regret not going to see Dave Davies. I regret not going to see Salman Burke. There was somebody else that came through Folk Fest one year, and I was like, oh, I should go. And I didn't go. And it's like, wrong with me. Right? Didn't drop the ball on Elvis Costello.
No, that would have been a good one.
He was fantastic. Yeah. That was so good. But if I've learned anything, it's the ticket's reasonable to get into Folk Fest.
I think so, yeah.
You know, if you just want to go for one day,
yep.
Even the whole weekend, it's pretty reasonable for what you get. So that's awesome. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Volunteer over here.
Yeah. That's me.
That's Daniel. Should we play some music?
Let's get some more music
here. Yeah. So we're going to go right into some... Oh, when I saw that you put this on the playlist, I'm like, this is one of my favorite covers of this song.
It's on Bobby Womack.
Oh, so good.
California Dreamin'.
Oh, I'm dreaming of California.
On such a winter's day.
Sick of the frickin' snow.
Right?
All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter. Along the way, well, I got down on my bended knees and I began to pray. You know, the preacher digs a call, 'cause he knows I'm gonna stay. He knows I'm gonna stay. I told him so. California dreaming. Yeah.
So pleasantly, so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
One of my favorites, The Kinks.
The Kinkies.
The Kinkies. Quickly, that was Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks, before the Aretha Franklin with Hello Sunshine, Mongo Santa Maria.
Yes, with Watermelon Man.
And started it all off.
California Dreamin'.
By Bobby Womack. So we got three more songs. We'll probably get through
one.
Because, yeah, the song's like 4 minutes long. Anyway, everybody, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Please
yes.
go check out Two Tone Night at the Yellow Dog Tavern on Saturday.
Yeah, yep. Do that.
And then come to the Manitoba Music and Record Sale
on Sunday.
Yeah. Kubota Center.
Yep. Come say hi to me.
Yeah. Maybe say hi to me if I'm there. Doors open, I believe, at 10.
Yeah. There's like early bird at 9.
Yeah. I recommend, though, even if you're not getting the early bird, come and line up.
Yeah.
People line up. Trust me. They do.
Yes.
And bring that fat stack of violas and
yep. Come see
else.
Me and buy all my records.
Yes. Please buy our records.
Yep.
Daniel needs to buy me a nice birthday present.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, take care, everybody.
Yep.
From all of us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here's some Rolling Stones.
She's a rainbow.
Oh, she really is.
like a rain.